Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam broadcast. This is Sam Britton sitting in tonight for Jack. Got a call from Jack yesterday, and he asked me if he would fill in, and we're here, and Jack sounded real good. They were on the road. They were in Montana when I talked to them last night, and he sounded real good, and we had a nice conversation, and I'm just honored to be filling in for him tonight. And one of the things that I think we're going to get into tonight is one of the tools out there that the New World Order positively cannot stand, otherwise they wouldn't be so dead set against it. We're going to talk about micro-broadcasting tonight, and if any of you have any questions that I might be able to help you with, I'll try to answer them to the best of my ability, and we'll open the phones a little bit later, but we'll get into that, and we'll kind of do a brief overview because there's always new listeners to the broadcast, so we'll try to cover a little bit of micro-broadcasting, what it is, how it works, and what the potential is with micro-broadcasting, and why so many broadcasters and the New World Order crowd alike do not like it, because it has the potential to revolutionize the way information is disseminated in this country. On the one hand, you can pinpoint more accurately during times of disaster, severe weather, or whatever. You can pinpoint more accurately the audience that may be affected by that disaster, whatever it may be. And you can run a station with very little power. So we're going to talk about some of that tonight, some of the things that you can do to run a station and be a good neighbor in your community, somebody that informs and tries to keep everybody abreast of what's going on. So we're going to cover some of that tonight. So if you have any questions, we'll open up the phones a little bit later. And no question is a dumb question if you really want to know. Also, if we have time, I'm going to get into this issue of illegal immigration, too, because there's things that there's a lot of people talking about it, and there's, of course, the Minutemen, and God bless them for doing what they're doing out there. But there's an important ingredient that needs to be dealt with in that subject that I hope we have time to get into, because nobody hardly ever talks about it, and I don't understand why. And it's some of the executive orders that have got us into the mess, the executive orders and the treaties that have got us into this mess in the first place. And that this whole issue with the illegal immigration is nothing more than a UN agenda situation. And if this situation were handled right, we could potentially get a groundswell of support to get us out of the UN. And with that, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam broadcast.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Officer Jack McLam broadcast. Sam Britton here sitting in, mining the fort while Jack is away. And Jack's doing fine. He's on the road. He was doing fine as of yesterday. And please keep Jack in your prayers because it's a long journey, and you know how long journeys are. Anything can go wrong sometimes, and we just hope and pray that the Lord will bless him and Angie as they're traveling to Indiana. And please keep him in your prayers. And with that, let's go on with our issue of microbroadcasting. First of all, for those who are listening, in case we have any people out there listening who have never heard of microbroadcasting, what is microbroadcasting? Well, microbroadcasting is essentially the same as regular FM broadcasting or AM broadcasting. Most of it's done on FM, but it covers a much smaller area. You can have a station 1 to 20, even 50, even 100 watts. And you get out quite a ways, but, I mean, you're not going to cover quite as much as a big 100,000-watt FM station. But, really, it's better that way because, particularly in small towns and communities, you can serve the public with a fraction of the power it takes to run one of these big, giant 100,000-watt behemoths that you see so often in the various big cities where they cover the whole area with a large 100,000-watt signal. That's a lot of power. You can do a lot more with less power in adverse conditions. And microbroadcasting equipment is available today more so than it's ever been before with the technology that is out there now. The equipment is more stable, clean and easy to operate than it's ever been. And this is why we must get these stations on the air. See, that what we're dealing with is a government that is operating on policies from clear back in the late 50s, early 60s, and they refuse to let go of those policies, and they'll even go so far as to lie and make up stuff, them and the National Association of Broadcasters, to put the wool over the public's eyes, is what I'm trying to say. There was a recording that was produced here fairly recently, within the past couple of years. And if I remember correctly, I think that one came from the National Association of Broadcasters, in which they did a simulated sound of what FM would be like, put this on a CD and distributed it. And this was a simulated recording as to what the FM band would sound like if microbroadcasters were allowed to operate amongst the large FM stations that are out there. And the whole thing was a sham, because anytime you do a computer simulation, you can never mimic things as they are in the real world. Because first of all, if a microbroadcaster does his homework, he will not interfere with an adjacent station, even if it's right up next to him. The equipment is incredibly stable and clean, and can be operated right between two major powerhouses. And unless a person is sitting a foot underneath the antenna, they're going to be able to receive that station that they want to hear, if it's, even if it's right next to you, unless their radio is a low-end, low-budget radio. Now, you know, some of the problems with interference is due to the radios that are out there on the market, some of the real, real low-end radios that you find, the cheap $10 and $20 radios. But let me tell you something. Even in the radios that are in the $80 to $100 range, I know myself, I've tested the shortwave that John is selling there at the network, the Kato shortwave radio, the high-end model, which is a high-end model at a nice price. It's around $100, let's say, and that radio is very good at rejecting adjacent interference. My wife Trish has one. She loves it, and we've used it as our test radio to prove this case. So, and even in a rural area, I mean, I can pick up stations surrounding what we do here, and there's not a problem with the stations. So what we have here is we have the government pulling the wool over the people's eyes to try to do everything they can to shut us out of the marketplace, those of us that believe in microbroadcasting, because let me tell you, if this genie ever gets out of the box, you'll have truth sprinkling this land like you wouldn't believe, and it would be totally unstoppable. It would be like a fire out of control, and they know it. And so this is why they're willing to lie and do anything they can, just like in everything else they do, to control and manipulate the population. They want gatekeepers to the information out there. They don't want any of us that are independent broadcasters out here, that are truly independent broadcasters, to be out here, because if we get out here and the information that we have to circulate gets loose, their day in the sunshine is over, and they know it. So anyway, a little bit of a premise as to whole issue here of what we're up against. Now, what are you wanting to do with microbroadcasting? Well, most of us out here want to disseminate information. Yeah, there's some people that want to just do their rock and roll music and various other things, to which my attitude is, if it's already out there, why mimic it? It's already there. So the main thing we're going to deal with tonight is information, disseminating information. Let us suppose you go and you order up a transmitter. Of course, a transmitter being the device that converts the signal that you're feeding from your microphone or from your satellite receiver or whatever it is. It converts that to a radio frequency signal that can be received by the radios in your area. Let us suppose you get a 25-watt transmitter, maybe 25 to 30 watt. You can, with just a 25 to 30 watt transmitter and a little ground plane antenna, nothing fancy, just a little homemade ground plane antenna, you can get out amazingly well. As far, you know, with a fairly decent radio, you can track a signal from a station of that wattage, and with that kind of an antenna up about maybe 12, 13 feet off the ground. In my case, in the area in which I'm located, I was getting out about 10 miles with a fairly decent radio. And so you can do very, very well in all directions that way. In my case, I rebroadcast the networks is what I've done, you know, such as Republic. You can either broadcast off the Internet. You can broadcast off of a satellite receiving system, just whatever, you know, whatever you have available you can use. And it's real neat for the Internet feeds, because if you have a network that is primarily Internet-based, by you broadcasting, you're taking their Internet feed and you're distributing it over a wider audience, thus making more efficient band use of the Internet feeds. Because when the average listener is just logged on to listen, let's say, like in the case of Republic, let's say average listener logs on to Republic, he's sitting there listening at his computer. That's one listener per stream, one listener per feed on the Internet. You know, in other words, each computer on average equals one person, okay? Well, if that computer is plugged into a radio broadcast transmitter, one computer then might equal 4,000 or 5,000 people. You know, you just never know. You know, it depends on how many people are listening at any one given time. So it's very, very efficient. Okay? Also, in adverse conditions, low-power FM equipment can be run off of something as simple as a 12-volt marine battery. They can be had. You can go to any auto supply place or boat place, you know, where they sell marine apparatus, and you can pick up marine batteries. And if you want to multiply the amount of batteries to get more power, you can just simply take two 12-volt marine batteries and wire them in parallel, and you've got twice the amount of power that you would have had with just one. So the sky's the limit on what you can do as far as backup power, and you can go for quite some time before those batteries need to be recharged. And so it's real easy to do, and you don't have to be real, real technical to put on a station. It helps if you know a little bit of knowledge, particularly if you're going to do it yourself. You want to buy your equipment from a reputable dealer. That's something that you want to do. It can be a very dangerous thing if you find somebody that says, "Well, I build a radio station out of a bunch of parts from a junk box." That can get you in trouble, because if that station is not filtered, properly as before the signal goes to the antenna, then it can create a lot of havoc and interference on the dial. So you want to make sure that the equipment is of a reputable brand and is very clean. And usually when you go and buy good equipment, it will the one thing that it will have is what's called an FCC rating. They'll call it a Part 73 rating. And I don't put a lot of stock in the FCC itself, but other than that, I will say at least having the standard rating on there will give an indication as to how clean it is. And some stations will even exceed that rating, as far as the some transmitters, that is, that are sold on the market will exceed that rating and be even better than what the FCC calls for in their standards. So it is wise to shop around and make sure that you're getting a good reputable piece of equipment. Now, the first thing, though, before you decide to put on a station, you have to have a place to put it on the dial. It's not just as simple as just setting up a station somewhere and then just throwing it up and throwing it on the air. You want to make sure the frequency is clear. So how do you pick a frequency? Well, that can be somewhat involved. And what I would do if it were me, this is how I've always told people to do it, and it always seems to work. If you can use a car radio, they're the best for the most part. Now, some of today's car radios are not always the greatest in the world at it, but most of them, particularly in the older cars, were pretty selective, and you could pick your frequency pretty well. We'll be right back with more after this break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam broadcast.
In Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Okay, we're back. I'm going to cover real quick picking a frequency on the dial for your radio station because I want to get to this call. And I know who this call is, and I know he's going to be good. To pick a frequency, if you have an automobile, get in your car and tune around until you find a channel on the dial which is not occupied currently by a station. Then after you find that channel that is dead or empty, then start driving around. And you may want to do this over several weeks period of time because you'll be able to gauge when there's a station there and when there isn't. There's always interference from out-of-town stations when the band is open a little bit, you know, due to atmospheric conditions and whatever. But if that frequency seems to be consistently clear, most of the time you can put a station on that frequency. Now, once in a while, particularly if it's toward the low end of the dial, you can get yourself in trouble because some stations operate what they call translators, and a translator is nothing more than a device that picks up the signal from an FM station and rebroadcasts it in another community so it can be heard outside of its normal listening range. And those you want to stay away from. So you have to pick your frequencies wisely. There are companies that will do a search, but I don't know if I would deal with that in the end of this. In the end, as far as this micro broadcasting thing is concerned, it's pretty easy to do. Particularly, you're going to find most of these problems with translators in mountainous areas. But in most cases, if you can stay toward the middle to the upper end of the dial, up above 100 megahertz. Then you're pretty safe as far as finding a clear frequency that usually is not occupied by a translator. And once you find that clear frequency, and if it's open for a fairly lengthy period of time, you can be rest assured that you can pretty much try putting up a station and going on that channel. And we'll get into more of that in just a minute. But first, I want to take this call. Jeff from Massachusetts is on the line. He's here. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing just fine. I'm listening to you talk about radios and broadcasting. And you know what? The shortwave radio that I have, the Grundig 400PE, is one of the best shortwave radios I have in my collection. And I also listen to radio programs on the computer.
Because, absolutely.
Because that I call up talk shows from Colorado and places like that. That's absolutely mind-blowing. They're alternative programs. They're not shortwave, but they're alternative. That talks about the New World Order, the collapse of America, things that make sense.
Right. And I'll tell you that one of the reasons that a lot of us have been getting engaged in this microbroadcasting, increasingly the things I hear when it comes to internet streams when I've talked to people, because I'll try to tell people about these feeds being out there on the internet, and a lot of people say, yeah, but I have to be tied to the computer. And I always tell people, well, what if you put on a little low-power station? It can even be 1 watt or less. It doesn't have to be a big, strong station. And just let's say if you live in a densely populated area, you could put up a little station, just a little 1 watt station, and you might serve a whole bunch of people in an apartment building, for example. So you could turn that one internet stream with a little low-power FM transmitter into a stream that might serve 75 to 80 people if you live in an apartment complex or something like that. Thus, making a more efficient use of the bandwidth, you'll introduce more people to the programming and get them educated on the New World Order agenda and what's going on. And there's just a whole plethora of things you can do with the audio output from your sound card. See,
and you know what else too is that I believe that the problem is it's not education, because we have the tools. There is the computer, there is the radio, there is the internet. There are societies like the John Birch Society, the American First Party, great organizations like that. So we got the glut of education. The problem is, up in the Northeast, people are just addicted to the buck. It's just that simple. They have a drug addiction to the buck. The buck has become the drug. And to prove my point with that, Rosa Parks got buried in the rotunda. That is obscene. Now, I love Rosa Parks, but the rotunda, that is designed, that is for generals, that is for presidents, that is for well-known politicians. Rosa Parks doesn't fit those three criteria, and the politicians threw a bone to the black community.
Yeah, they did. You're exactly right. And see, this is the thing. I mean, this is the thing that aggravates me, is a few people in our society today get better treatment than the populace at large. Whatever happened everybody being treated equally and justice for all as opposed to justice for some? I mean, we're so screwed up in this country, I don't know if we could turn back if we tried in some ways. And even around here where I live, Jeff, I live in a small town here in Missouri, and there's some people that are becoming a little bit educated on what's going on, but I had a friend of mine who was ill fairly recently, and while he was sick, even with the sickness that he had, he did some cold calling just to sample people on their attitudes towards some of the stuff that we've been discussing at our Concerned Citizens meetings here. And I was totally disgusted at his findings. He was hearing things like, well, I don't want to get involved because I receive farm subsidies and I might lose my farm subsidies, or I don't want to get involved because I might lose my Social Security. And I say, so what? If you're doing the right thing, God will provide. I mean, the attitude just positively stinks that people could be bought off this way.
Oh, yes, you are absolutely right.
Absolutely. Stay there, Jeff. I want to talk to you a little bit more on the other side.
Yes, indeed.
All right, you're listening to the Officers of Jack McLam program. Sam Britton sitting in for Jack. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Jack McLam broadcast. Sam Britton sitting in here for Jack. And Jeff, you back with me? Hello,
hi.
Jeff. There you are.
Yes, indeed. Now,
hey,
I
listen, before you move on any further, I want to ask you, Trish, and my wife Trish and I have enjoyed you so much when you've called in on some of the broadcasts. If you don't mind, would you leave some contact information with the producer? We'd love to get a hold of you and chat with you a little bit off air.
Oh, sure. Why not? I keep my life kind of personal, but sure, I don't mind.
Okay, well that's good because I really do appreciate some of the commentary that you've contributed, and I like the way you think, and that's one thing that's you called up on a lot of shows, and the more we kept hearing you, my wife Trish and I kept saying, you know, well, she would comment to me or I would comment to her. I said, boy, I like the way he thinks. And then just one thing led to another. I told her, I said, well, next time I ever hear him somewhere, I said, I'm going to try to touch base with you a little bit. So, you're a real blessing and I love what you contribute to the broadcast. So anyway, go ahead with your thought.
Oh, yes. Now this is a fact. And I've actually been banned from some, syndicated shows up in the Massachusetts area because, I'll tell you something, a lot of these hosts are afraid of me. Not literally afraid, but just afraid of debating. Because I know how to debate. And it's just that simple. And I said this one comment on this one program, and this is the kind of stuff that gets syndicated hosts yanked. And that is, you ever see that commercial where the space alien is on board the ship and the astronaut is in the cornered, and all he has is corn chips, and he's feeding the alien. When he runs out of the corn chips, the next thing you hear is crunch. The alien bites his head off. Well, guess what? That's what this country is doing with the minority community. They are feeding them money, and the money is going to run out, and you are going to have riots in the streets. It's just that simple. There are three dimensions. You have the political hacks that think this way. You have the elite that control everything. They know what's going on, and they're using the blacks as the brown shirts, and the blacks will suffer the fate that the brown shirts did in the Night of the Long Knives. And then you have people in the middle that really are not in on the plan, but are opportunists that just want to get into office. And then you have do-gooders like Jimmy Carter, who I think Jimmy Carter was a very nice guy, but he was a do-gooder. He was a useful idiot.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was, absolutely, and screwed up miserably like so many presidents we've had in recent periods, and I couldn't agree with you more. And see, this is why we need an alternative voice out here. I know Frank Whalen's talked about it. We've done a lot of shows. Frank Whalen's done some on microbroadcasting, and I appreciate Frank for getting out there and getting that out, because, see, on a good microbroadcasting station, ideas like yours and mine would be heard, and this is why I like to refer to these little stations we do out here as frustration stations. And by the way,
I like that.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, Paul just contributed during the break. Apparently, the FCC still has a website where you can log in and pull up frequencies. If you go to FCC.gov and then click on FM stations, I think he said FM broadcast stations, you can actually look at the frequencies that are available in your area. And so it can be still done. I didn't know that site was still around. Well, Jeff, listen, I appreciate so much what you have to say, and there's a few of us out here that catch on to what you're saying, and I know life's got to be a disaster up there in that Northeast. I pity you up there for having to put up with some of the crud. But
oh, I do. I'm 35. I'm almost 35 years old. I've been putting up with it for 35 years, and there's a closing note. In my heart of hearts, I've always desired to be a talk show host, but you see, I don't think ordinary people outside of the 60-year-old white male and a few black males and a few right-thinking people scared around will really listen. This country is doomed, and the only hope is going to be people from the inside who come out to expose this, and that's modeled upon the movie Equilibrium with Christian Bale.
Absolutely, and I love it when people your age come to grips with what's going on. I always, you always, despite the gloomy picture, that gives me hope, and I appreciate people like yourself, and I just can't thank you enough for the fact that you're out there, you're trying to pay attention to what's going on, and just keep it up. You know you're on the right track when you're over the target when you get the most resistance. You know that.
Oh, that's a fact.
Absolutely. Well, listen, blessings to you, Jeff, and just a pleasure hearing you call in. And yeah, if you would leave your information with the producer, that way he can get it off air. And wife Trish and I will get in touch with you later.
I work a night job, so it's kind of awkward to talk to me because I sleep all kinds of weird hours. But I'll talk to your producer off here.
You bet, absolutely. If nothing else, the producer can give you my number. If that would be better.
Yeah, that would be better.
Okay, that would be good. Producer Paul, if you or Kelly, either one of them, give Jeff my telephone number.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet, absolutely. Take care, Jeff. Stay on the line, and the producer will give you that info. Okay, let's move right along. Charles from Virginia. Charles, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam broadcast.
Well, thanks very much. Your program is extremely nice. I'm listening to you on the Internet.
Good deal.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the FM broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I used to do this from 1995 through 1997. I ran a 45-watt station at 107.3 here in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
And it went very well, had a very nice range, until I got a letter. And when I got the letter, I was threatened with all kinds of fines and everything, unless I just turned the station off.
That's usually the way they do, and what usually happens in this, and keep in mind, folks, this, doing micro FM broadcasting, they're going to do this. They don't want this out of the bag. They have to, that's the way they intimidate you. Because, see, I've already had the same thing here where I am, too. And usually what causes it, Charles, is another station will get jealous. In our case, what happened with us here where I am,
mm-hmm.
we had a station that covered the whole town in which we live, and we were covering the issue of the state of Missouri under the auspices of what ultimately turned out to be the United Nations, wanted to do metering of water wells. In fact, the law was already passed, and they had started doing it. We found out about it and exposed it, and part of it, not all of it, part of it was through the little station that we've been running, and the rest of it was through flyers that we were putting out in the community.
Right.
Well, word got out about our station and another station over in a neighboring town, which, by the way, doesn't their talk AM station doesn't even come in this market.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like the idea that this little bitty 25-30-watt station was getting a lot of attention, and so I got a visit from the FCC myself, and what they told me was, because I actually got them to admit it, they said it was not because I was interfering with anybody. I had a clean signal.
Exactly. But neither here. I was not interfering with anyone.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. Right. And then what they told me was that it was another station. And see, this is the thing that just burns me up something fierce, because I would never, as a decent person, I would never steal somebody else's programming. But where there is a vacuum,
right.
I will fill.
Right, exactly.
See,
all the programming I did, I asked permission of those broadcasters for rebroadcast rights and had that in writing. And everything I did was on the legit side, no fooling around. And it was just that we had what was called an FCC field office in this town when I began broadcasting.
That was part of your problem.
Well, no, they moved out. They actually moved out of the town.
Oh, okay.
Because of budget cuts and such. So in 1997, when I got the letter, I was actually turned in by what was called an official observer, who was a ham radio operator, who noticed me on the 107.3 and said, "Oh, you're not supposed to be there." Turned me in. I got the letter from the Washington Bureau.
See, this is the thing, one of the things that is really causing, that's really causing problems in this country, and it needs to be turned around, and people need to start paying attention to this. We have turned away from law, from common sense law, to laws just for the sake of busting people. In other words, for example, if things were being run in this country the way they should be run, the test of the violation that I have committed should hinge totally on whether I've harmed anybody else. Now, if I put on a station, and let's say I purposely put on a station and I jam another radio station. In other words, jamming is when you put a station on the same frequency or too close to the same frequency that another station is operating on. And let's say I truly do interfere with their signal and I jam their signal to the point where their listeners cannot hear them. At that point, I am harming somebody. I am harming their ability to get their message out.
Right.
Whether I like their message or not, they have just as much right to be there as I should have the right to be there. And I would never, ever jam or harm another radio station. But what has come down to now is that we live in a society where you can get in more trouble just for exposing the establishment, then you can't. A person could literally go out and murder somebody and get less years in prison than they can for just tickling the establishment.
Right. So what I did with the letter, just before shutting down, I went to an attorney, and it was a per gratis thing. He consulted me for free,
mm-hmm.
and he says, look, it's going to cost you more money than it's worth. He says you're fighting the government and you can't win.
Yeah, and that's what all the attorneys say, and that's part of the problem, because what happens is they just keep dragging you through the courts, and this is why I've always said the only way that there's a chance, even a snowball's chance of winning this, is for every station that they try to knock off, 10 more have to come up.
Yeah, and I'm not on your show to boo-hoo anything.
No.
I guarantee you, if I thought for a minute that I could get back up there, but I already feel like there's a red flag sitting right there waiting for me to go back on. You know, if I thought it for a minute that I could go back on, I still have the equipment here. And like you said, it is top-notch equipment. It's not junk. And I could put it back on. I mean, I ran beautiful mixers. I mean, my signal sounded better than the crap that's out there now. It was unreal.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
It really did. It was beautiful. And, you know, it would just burnt me up so bad just to even have to turn it off. And then I announced, you know, I had the mixer, I had a microphone and everything. I announced that the station was going off. You couldn't believe my phone line. My phone line, we would just, what are you talking about? You're going off. I listen to you every day, every night. I listen to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't my fault. I told him. I said, wasn't my fault. Nothing I can do. Got a letter. Got to go off.
Well, what one of the problems that people that are listening to micro stations are going to have to do, and I know there's some that broadcast this program, and I want to talk to some of you out there that are listening too, and go ahead and stay with me, Charles.
Thanks.
You need to support your stations that are out there, because this is the kind of harassment that they do get. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, when you do micro broadcasting, it's not without risk. It is not without risk. I mean, because there are a lot of people, they do not want this out of the bag. They want to be able to see another element of this too, that you're fighting when you're fighting against this, is the National Association of Broadcasters. They want to be the only game in town, and see, this is where we get into big trouble when the government starts being run by the corporations and we get into fascist government, because at that point, you lose the ability for competition to exist, because, see, in the old days of America, if you could do something better, you went out there, you started up a business or you started up whatever it was you wanted to do, and you built a better mousetrap. Well, now, the way business does it now is if you build a better mousetrap, they'll send the government in as their thugs to go and shut the mousetrap down.
Right.
And this is exactly what a lot of times will happen with micro-broadcasting. Now, I'm not saying what I'm saying to discourage people either. Some people operate out there for years and never get bothered. You just happen to be in a hot spot where you had some do-gooder out there who was a government agent. See, this is my problem with the what do they call that? The official observer program that the that the hams do. This is the problem I have, and this is why I dropped my amateur radio ticket in protest, because to me, once I learned what I know, I could no longer be a ham in good conscience, because all the amateur radio community is, by and large, and I'm not talking about every ham, so I don't want any hams misunderstanding what I'm saying.
That's exactly right.
But by and large, the amateur radio community is quasi-government agents, independent government agents, who have been brainwashed into thinking that it's their patriotic duty to feed the government every little bit of information they find. Now, it's one thing if somebody's stepping on somebody. You know, if you got interference, somebody jamming communications or something like that, by all means, it needs to be dealt with, and it should be punished harshly.
Yes.
When you're dealing with just a person who's got a station on, he's not bothering anybody, he's on a clear frequency, his station is clean, you've not detected any interference or anything like that, for crying out loud, think, use the brains God gave you and leave the person alone, particularly if they're delivering a good service to their community. All right. Well, George, thank you for calling. I'm going to go ahead and let you run because we've got another call here. And, Paul, I wasn't able to hear who the next caller is. Just go ahead and bring him up. Who do we have? Kevin in Indiana. Kevin, welcome to the broadcast.
Why, good evening. And thank you for allowing me to speak.
Absolutely. Welcome.
Yes, I'm a micro-rebroadcaster here in northwest Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sending 300 watts up the tower and sending 700 radiated watts out into 3,000 square miles in northwest Indiana here.
God bless you. You're in my old stomping ground, brother.
No, I want you, everybody to listen, especially that effeminate person that was just on. Now, when I received that letter, I sent back a response telling them that they didn't have jurisdiction, and I showed them all the statutes, et cetera, et cetera, using their own laws against them, because this is how it works, okay? I'm going to give you an example to make it real easy for you.
Okay.
Now, if I had a trucking company here in Indiana, and I only worked inside of Indiana, the Interstate Commerce Control, the ICC, would have no jurisdiction over me. But the moment I cross the Michigan border one day making money in my truck, then they have jurisdiction because I've just crossed the state line and I'm making money. Now, the same thing goes with the FCC. Now, a lot of people who listen to this show probably know Pastor Strawcutter, familiar with that name.
Yeah, absolutely. I am too.
Yes. Okay. Well, he was up on the border of Michigan and Indiana. And he decided to go against the law because he took advertising and his signal left Michigan and went to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FCC came in and shut him down, and they had the full right to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So the trick is you don't take advertising. It's as simple as that. There's no money involved. Now, you can take donations, but you cannot take advertising. So here I am sitting here covering 3,000 square miles in northwest Indiana. I've been threatened by the little buggers, but, you know, when you put them in their place and you show them all the laws, and I even had a letter from the Mr. Hunt, their chairman at the time, and so on and so forth, telling me that the FCC didn't have jurisdiction and I should contact state and local authorities to see if they had set up any laws in Indiana, which, of course, they haven't.
Stay with me. We got a break coming, Kevin. Stay there. I want to hear what you're saying. You're listening to Officer Jack McClain program. We'll be back in a minute.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
And boy, what a hot topic we've opened up tonight, microbroadcasting. I appreciate Kevin calling in because people need to know the jurisdictional issue, and this is an issue that I brought up too. And the problem that we've got that we're going to have to be dealing with is some of these guys are just plumb out of control, and you just have to slam it back in their face, and this is what we're talking about now. Kevin, welcome back to the broadcast.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, let's continue. So we were talking about the jurisdictional issue. You got a letter, and you just basically told them to stuff it, and basically, now did you send them official information regarding the jurisdictional issue, or did the FCC actually admit this to you?
Well, when the question was asked on what authority they had and where it was listed in the Federal Register, it could not be shown. And so that's what you have to go by.
Okay.
So no matter what they say, it has to be listed and it has to be constitutional by the wayside, too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though a lot of people would argue that we are no longer under the Constitution, we think we are, but they're going, they have to follow. They haven't completely hornswoggled everybody, so they have to make it look good for a while. And so that's the only reason we're still up and on the air. But, you know, it when they decide to take us out, they'll take us out. And it'll all be at the same time. We won't have to worry about it'll just be one. It's going to be everybody at the same time.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean,
right.
Hands down. Because these guys, I mean, this is what you get when you get criminals running things. And I think everybody deep down inside knows that. But the other thing that I always tell people, if you think that hiding under a rock is going to keep you from being on a list, think again, because if they have their way, they want to depopulate the whole world down to whatever standards they think they can deal with so they can control more carefully. And if you think the steamroller isn't going to run over you, think again. So, you know, it's better to go down fighting than it is just to hide under a rock, because when it's all said and done, you're going to have to answer for what you left your children and everything else. You know, we're not guaranteed victory. That's God's. The victory is we're just supposed to be out here fighting the battles.
That is correct. And there's so much to be said here in these last few minutes. It's hard to know where to say. But stand tall, everybody, and do what men are supposed to do, and you'll be okay.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Kevin, for calling. Blessings to you, and you keep up the good work delivering the information up there that the people need to hear. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate your call, your wealth of information. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's Kevin. And, yes, this jurisdictional issue is something that we do need to come up to speed with, because, first of all, in the original founding of this country, the federal government was not supposed to be meddling in the state's affairs anyway. It's because of the apathy of the American public that we have the mess that we have now. Between the people that are bought off by subsidies and other stuff, this is why we're in the mess we're in now. Cities, counties, and towns are perfectly capable of running their own affairs without the federal government meddling in them, and this has been my beef from day one. So, okay, Guy in Wisconsin, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Sam. Good show tonight.
Thank you.
I just have a quick question about license requirements during time of war.
Mm-hmm.
Are we at war?
That's exactly right. We have been, and in fact, the Iraq War was never officially terminated. Of course, you know how they try to get around that now? They call them conflicts, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure, but how does the FCC view a licensed station at this
point? They don't give a hoot. They just come down and say unlicensed operation was observed. That's the way they always handle it. That's their fallback, and it's
okay.
Usually because of another station.
So we're damned if we do and damned if we don't.
That's right. You just have to get out there and do it and stand up to them. That's all you can do. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Guy, for calling. Thanks to everybody,
brother,
that called in. Blessings to you all. And Jack McLam will be back shortly as soon as he gets his feet on the ground in Indiana. See you later.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to RVN, The Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.